Radio Prague News. The Czech Republic has criticised the EU's plan to partly reopen its carbon credit market, closed after hackers had stolen polluting rights from the system. Doctors have rejected a government proposal for salary hikes as inadequate. And Czech travel agencies are bringing holidaymakers back from Egypt amidst growing concerns over security. The Czech energy market watchdog on Thursday slammed the EU's plan to partly reopen its carbon credit market, closed after hackers had stolen polluting rights from the system. The Czech Republic, which was badly hit when millions of euros worth of carbon credits were stolen from registries in five countries in January, sees the move as premature, with investigations still underway. Critics say the move will let stolen goods back in circulation. The Czech Republic is partly particularly concerned about Britain and Germany, where most of the 1.3 million permits stolen from its registry were found last week. Authorities in Tallinn, Estonia said on Thursday more had ended up in Estonia. The standoff between thousands of doctors and the government continues after trade unions rejected the government's latest proposal for salary hikes on Thursday. Health Minister Leos Heger offered doctors an extra 1.5 billion crowns in salaries from a 2 billion crown package it has promised to raise by scrapping 10,000 non-essential hospital beds. The rest of the money is to be divided among nurses and other hospital staff. The head of doctors' trade unions, Martin Engel, said doctors deserved the whole 2 billion crown package and that sharing out the money would make the salary hikes cosmetic. Some 3,800 doctors have handed in their notices in protest over low wages. They're to take effect at the beginning of March and could leave the country facing a serious health crisis. Czech travel agencies are bringing holidaymakers back from Egypt amidst growing concerns over security. The spokesman of the Association of Czech Travel Agencies, Tomio Okamura, said 99% of all Czech tourists should be back home by the end of this week. Tourists who are forced to cut short their holidays will be reimbursed. The Czech Foreign Ministry has advised Czech citizens to postpone all non-essential travel to Egypt until the situation in the country stabilizes. Social Democrat MP David Rath was fined 100,000 crowns by Parliament's Mandate and Immunity Committee for making insulting remarks about Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek during a debate in the lower house. The MP suggested that the Finance Minister was not in an entirely sober state of mind, implying that he had a drinking problem. The committee ruled on Thursday that such an insult went beyond the routine political squabbling in the lower house. David Rath has said he would appeal the decision. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Conditions in Central Europe are expected to bring more snow overnight, with temperatures dropping to minus 5 degrees Celsius. But meteorologists promise a marked improvement over the weekend, with daytime highs between 5 and 9 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.